Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chance. Pascual reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pascual strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Brown reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Francona moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Pasquale covering. Safe. Francona scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Killebrew trying to get to second. Davalillo throws the ball into Hauser who tags Killebrew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pasquale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.